He was a rich kid, he was different, and he was new. Carlos Santiago felt really, really sorry for Marcus Phoenix. He took refuge at a desk without looking around, as if not meeting anyone's eye would stop him from being noticed. He didn't look rich, no fancy clothes, just a school uniform like everyone else's, but everyone knew who his dad was and where he lived. He was also tall and skinny, very pale, with spooky light blue eyes that didn't go with his black hair. He might as well have stuck a target roundel on his back. The math teacher, Major Fuller, was as old-fashioned as the school building and ran classes as if he was still in the army. He even had one of those short brass-topped sticks like the sergeants who drilled gears for parades. Every man in the Santiago family had served in the military, so Carlos knew all about that kind of thing. But the army was everywhere, part of life itself, and especially at school. This, Carlos's dad said, was where the military ethos made a man of you. Carlos had to look up the word. "Introduce yourself, boy," Fuller said. Marcus stood up at his desk and didn't look around. "Marcus Phoenix, sir."
"Age, parents, siblings?"
"I'm 10 years old. My parents are Professor Adam Phoenix and Dr. Elaine Phoenix. I'm an only child."
Oh, Phoenix was dead for sure. Carlos's heart sank a little farther. Marcus didn't even talk like the rest of them. He had a posh accent. He was going to get creamed. Fuller looked as if he was waiting for Marcus to go on, but there was a tense, empty silence, and Fuller gave up.
"Class, you will make him feel part of the team," he said stiffly in his major's voice, "and you will treat him with courtesy. You will not behave like street ruffians. You will behave like citizens. Are we clear?"
The response was a mumbling chorus.
"Yes, Major Fuller."
Joshua Curzon raised his hand.
"Sir, if he's rich, why is he here?"
"You think this is a poor school?"
"Well, we're all poor."
Fuller brought his stick down on the lectern with a crack like rifle fire.
"Phoenix is here because society is formed from people pulling together, not breaking away into separate groups. Unity, because no man can exist on his own. No country can either. That's why we have the Coalition of Ordered Governments."
Fuller repeated this speech so often that Carlos could recite it, and maybe that was the point. It made perfect sense when he stopped to think about it.
"If you look after your neighbor will look after you. Previous generations left a rich world for you, so you'll leave a rich world for those to come. Nobody who stands on the sidelines and thinks only of his own needs can ever be a man."
Yeah, that made sense too. But Carlos understood all that, so he was more interested now in finding out how much stuff Marcus had and how big his room was. He probably had a whole wing of a mansion to himself. The Phoenix estate was huge. Carlos had run around the perimeter once with Dom, thinking of shinning over the walls and seeing what the gardens were like, but he never dared. Getting Dom into trouble would make Mom go crazy. He was supposed to look out for his little brother and set a good example. The estate looked like a prison anyway.
"Open your books," Fuller said. "Curzon, seeing as you're so interested in financial statistics, you can tell us what you learned yesterday about calculating averages."
Carlos counted down the hours until lunch recess, watching dust motes circling in the shafts of sunlight from windows set high in the wood-paneled walls. The room smelled of permanence and wax polish. This building was hundreds of years old, and it would be here for hundreds more, war or no war. His grandfather could remember when the Pendulum Wars began, but Carlos couldn't. All in all, war didn't seem as bad as people said. Life went on. Besides, the real war was here, in Olufsen Intermediate. At lunch, Carlos kept an eye on Marcus, just in case. Nobody sat next to him at the long refectory table. They just watched him. He never said a word. Eventually, Carlos couldn't stand it any longer, picked up his plate, and moved to sit beside him.
"I'm Carlos Santiago," he said. "What's behind the wall around your house?
The wall on Allfeathers Avenue.